If you offered me 5 cups of grape juice, I would not be interested. But if you offered me 5 cups of grape juice that had been left in a barrel long enough to become slightly poisonous, I'd be very interested.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
This is a Brian Greene tactic. If you can't actually use your voice, close your nose and scream.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you mean? It's bad.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Greene. This is the dear leader of leather-bound leggings, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. You get an alien, and you get an alien, and you get an alien. And we got an alien.
We got an alien.
We got an alien here in the studio. Mm-hmm. If you've been paying attention to the YouTube channel, which I know you haven't, because none of you do, then you'll notice that we keep switching the our accoutrements here on the studio table. Last week it was the Bigfoot that Chrissy bought, and this week it's the alien that Chrissy also bought. When we first got that gift, Astrid's like, is she joking? Like, just, where are we going to put this in our house? And I'm like, no, it's for the studio, honey. She's on this big kick right now, as am I, with 12 to 18 children, however many kids are running around here. I can't keep count of them. However many kids are running around here, we are piling up shit at an epic rate.
Yeah, exactly.
Just crap. Crap we will never need, crap we never needed, crap that's just never going to be ever touched again. And the first among them are toys and tchotchkes. And tchotchkes. We have so many of those things laying around. It's crazy. My wife, she's just on this kick right now. She pulled out all the Christmas stuff. Yeah, declutter. She pulled out all the Christmas stuff, and I knew it was going to happen. Something was going to switch in her brain, and it did. She looked dejected on Saturday. She was like putting up the Christmas tree, and she was like, she looked dejected. And I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, I don't know. I'm just so low energy today. And I was like, is everything okay? And she's like, I think there's so much crap in this house that it's getting me down. And I was like, I understand. When there's a lot of shit just piling up, it kind of clutters your brain. Are you one of those people, like, cluttered house, cluttered brain?
Yeah, you know, I was just going through doing some organizing yesterday, and I sent you that picture of the first our podcast magazine that we did because everybody's reading
lives,
podcast magazine.
Yeah, everybody needed podcast magazine.
Like a paper edition.
What a dumb idea. And I hear it's making I hear it might be making a comeback. But I've heard a lot of things about what that whole company is doing. But anyway, so you also subscribe to this theory.
Yes.
And it's not a hard one to subscribe to. It's cluttered home, cluttered mind is the old saying. And I totally agree with it. And you've known me for a long time.
Yes.
And I always had, when I was single and living in an apartment, it was a small apartment, and I had a lot of stuff. But I always managed to keep it very organized.
Yeah, everything had a place. Zen.
Yeah, very zen. And now we have the opposite of zen, which is holy fuck.
Yeah.
If 1 minute goes by, we clean up our toy room. We have everything in a toy room. All the toys are in the toy room, except for a couple of like stuffed animals that the kids have in their individual rooms. So we cannot get these children for the life of us to clean up anything.
No.
If they can take a bucket of toys, pour it out in the middle of the floor, then they move on to the next thing. They take board games. They throw them everywhere. They throw everything everywhere. And I'm like, guys, clean up one thing and then play with the next thing. So do me a favor. Before we play with that next board game, let's just clean up the 3,000 Lego characters that you just threw on the floor that are killing my feet. And this is what happens. I don't want to do that. I just want to play with the board game. And I'm like, I'm not telling you to throw yourself into the electrical socket. I'm asking you to pick up the toy.
I don't want to pick up the toy. You don't want me to pick up the toy.
It's like the fight goes on forever. It never ends. And finally, I end up cleaning it up because I'm like, that's not going to go anywhere. I'm just riling my children up into a tizzy. Because when one starts screaming, the other one starts screaming, right? I'll say, hey, you, pick up those toys you just threw down before you get to the next. And then the other one's like, why is he crying?
I want attention too.
The whole crowd's house is crying. Blue's all upset, barking everywhere because she thinks something is wrong. It's a whole fucking disaster. And so Astrid, from the beginning, has done this amazing thing, which is we have this closet in one of our spare bedrooms. In one of our spare bedrooms. In the spare bedroom. I talk like I've got like a monstrosity of a house. There's two closets in there for some reason. I don't know. Weird, wacky builder. But she decided to make one of those closets the extra toy closet. Mm-hmm. So what she does is she switches out toys from time to time, right? So the kids at any given time have 3,001 toys that they can play with in the toy room and 2,001 sitting in that closet somewhere. It never fails. One of the kids has to go to the bathroom during the dinner. And you say, okay, go to the bathroom in the back bedroom, which is closest to the kitchen, this guest bedroom. So they'll go back there, and they won't come back. And I'll be like, hey, everything okay in
there? Oh, they know that the closet's back there.
Yeah, pee-pee! Okay, it's a long pee-pee. I got a lot of pee-pee! Okay. I got a lot of pee-pee coming out of my penis! Okay, buddy. Just, you know, keep it in the bowl. Okay! All right. 5 minutes later. Hey, you okay in there?
More pee-pee?
Okay, I guess. Is it still coming out of your penis?
I think so.
Okay. All right. 15 minutes later, I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? I walk in there. The toys are everywhere. He's gotten into the closet. The toys. I'm like, God damn it. So then I say, can we please take those toys and put them back into the closet?
I'm supposed to be eating. I have to go pee-pee.
I'm like, you just said you went pee-pee.
I didn't go pee-pee. I just had to go pee-pee.
Why didn't you go pee-pee?
It didn't come out of my penis.
Okay, all right. God damn it. Someone fix this place.
Get a lock for the closet door.
I know. Chrissy, it all boils down to the buck stops with me, and I really don't want to have the buck. I really want to give it away to someone else. That's what I'm realizing. I mean, me and Astrid, of course.
Yes.
But it stopped. There's no one to help. There's no. I didn't realize how bad. How much time would occupy being a parent? And now I'm realizing there is no time. No time. Mm-mm. You remember that famous episode of Saved by the Bell when what's her name? Kelly got into taking speed, like,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
She was buying Nodos or something like
right.
that. And Zach came in to confront her about it. And she's like, I have to go to the peach pit to practice my lines. There's no time. No time. No time. No time. This terrible acting job that she did. She kept repeating it. No time. No time. No time. And that's how I felt like a couple days ago. I was like, there's no time. No time. No time.
I know. And you're just completely exhausted, too, by the end of the day because they have endless amounts of energy.
Yes.
No, it yes. does not end.
They are a cauldron
just keep going
of piping
going going.
Hot, shitty energy. And I am a decrepit old man just trying to keep it all together. Sometimes I go, oh, what did I get myself into? Is there any way to reverse that?
Nope.
No, there's not.
Nope, you're in it now.
God damn it. Oh, and you know, there's so
good luck decluttering.
Yeah, there's so much to love about children, but the clutter is not one of those things. But the Christmas tree came out. I guess that's the point
of the story.
I saw
that. It looks beautiful.
It does. Astrid does such a good job every year. Yeah, you know, you know me. And you've known me for a long time, and I know you. We always, the Christmas is a big deal.
Yes.
And so even when I live by myself, I went out, I got a tree, I decorated it myself, or with the help of whichever person I happened to be dating in that moment. Yeah, or Chrissy.
Yep.
Oh, that's true. You did do a couple Christmas trees with me.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the Christmas tree, and I just love it. I love having a lit Christmas tree
it's nice.
As early as possible. So I know it's a little bit early to be putting up the Christmas tree, but I say after Halloween, everything's game.
True.
Yeah. And I see a lot of Christmas lights going up, even this in early November, mm-hmm. you know, mid-November, I see a lot of Christmas lights going up and it couldn't make me happier. There's not much to be happy about right now, but Christmas is one of those things.
I know. It does just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
See the twinkling lights and the pretty decor.
Yeah. And we used to get the real tree.
Yeah.
But when our first child was 1 year old and Christmas came around and we put up the real tree, what we found was a real Christmas tree is just a reason to get pine needles stuck in the back of your throat.
Exactly.
And that's not a good thing.
I know some people can't have it any other way and good for them. But I subscribe to is getting the fake tree and then having lots of
candles.
Candles that smell Christmas tree scented around. And it's really a lot better.
I agree. No shame in the game. I do look forward to a day when we may be able to get a real Christmas tree mm-hmm. again, but it's not in the foreseeable future. And that Christmas tree we bought at whatever, you know, Hobby Something. I'm not even going to mention their name, but Hobby Something. And we bought it, you know, at right after Halloween, so we got it on a discount, and it was a nice tree. I don't think it was the best tree that they had, but it was, you know, middle of the road tree, And it's only been with us for 3 years. And it's already like, you know, you have to put it like piece on top of piece on top of piece and then feather it out. You know what I'm saying? So we get to just the second piece. And the thing is like, it's like, it's like a leaning tower of, it's swaying and there's nothing on it yet. So then we put the whole thing up and now it's really swaying. But because it's not one piece, it's a multiple pieces, they're like, it's like swaying in a weird way. It's like you're tripping on acid. You're watching this thing sway back and forth. And so then we go to put all the Christmas things on it and the kids are just so excited. They dig into all those bags. They want to put everything on. They want to put all their stuffed animals on it. They want to put pictures they made, you know, back in June at school on there. They want to put shoes on there. They're putting everything on there. But they're only putting it on one side of the tree while me and Astrid are working on the other side of the tree. So I'm starting to watch this thing kind of kitty to the side. And what I realize is that one square foot area has now been filled up with the children's everythings. And it's just yanking the tree down. And it reminds me of that time a couple of years ago when I put the Christmas tree up and we decorated it and it literally fell over while we were just standing in the kitchen. Remember that?
Yes.
It made such a kerfuffle. It made such a noise. I think the window was open or something that our neighbor heard it and came over to ask if we needed help. And I said, yeah, I do. I don't know what happened. The tree just fell over. And he gets out there. He's a man. He's a man's man. He's not watching TLC. I'll tell you that much right now. He's a man. He's like an American Daniel. Yeah. Much younger, you know, much blonder Daniel, right? And so he's like, oh, yeah, I see your problem right here, Brian. It's not cut straight. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's not cut straight. And I'm like, I know, but I put it on the stand. He's like, yeah, you didn't do that very good either. So he's like, no problem.
Something went wrong. It fell.
No problem. Let me go to my man shed where man things happen. And I'm going to go get a, you know, whatever, a circular saw, whatever he said. And I'm like, yeah, yes, I agree. That's a correct course of action.
224, whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes, go ahead and do it. He's back there. So basically my neighbor put my tree up for me 2 years running. I feel so bad. I told him, I said, I got to take you out for dinner, man. You do so much for us. And like, we don't do shit for you, right? And he's like, I just feel bad for you, bro. You got all that shit going on over at the house. And I'm like, let me take you to a dinner at least. And then like, you know, they'll bring over whole meals cooked for no reason.
That's so nice.
One of the kids over there, I say kid, she's not a kid, but she's an older teenager and she loves to bake.
Yeah.
And so she'll bake stuff and just randomly we'll get a knock at the door. Halloween, they make a big deal about bringing bags of candy over for the kids. Christmas, they always get the kids gifts. They always do that. But Astrid and I have Astrid doesn't. She's actually really good at this stuff. But I have my head so far up my ass that I don't think about any of that stuff. I'm mainly concerned with keeping these children alive and keeping the dog quiet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we don't ever do all that, and I feel really bad. So I figure one really nice dinner should smooth it all over until next year.
I think
so. Don't you think?
Yeah. A once a year bonus.
Yeah. A good tip. Yeah. A good tip for my neighbors. We hit the jackpot. We hit the lottery with those people.
They really did.
They are wonderful. So wonderful. Always been wonderful with the kids. But I'll tell you what. And a good thing is that a lot of times when there's trouble and I don't know how to address it, like, you know, I got to build something, take something apart, plug something in, make a wire, do a thing, I will have no clue and I'll be out in the back porch and it's like I put up the bat signal sometimes, right? I'll just stand on the porch and wait for my neighbor to come outside. Hey,
just,
buddy, what's going on?
Just scratching your head.
Yeah, just like, yeah,
do this.
I just look confused. I pace around a little bit, kick the ground, like, and hey, buddy, what's going on? Oh, nothing, man. You know, no, what's everything okay? Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. It's a big deal. I gotta build this thing and put a wire into it and do a whole thing. And I'm just trying to figure out in my mind the best way to do it. Why don't you let me come over there and help? No. It's okay. But I mean, if you have a few minutes, if you got in the next 3 hours, do you mind coming over here and building it on my behalf?
Hours. Yeah.
We have this porch, and it sits up off the house, like a lot of porches do, right? And then it walks down toward the backyard. So it's like 5 feet off the ground. But the ground slopes at one angle.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want the under the porch to be completely open because we have a big black snake that lives under there, I think. And it's just generally not a place where children should play, under a porch with all the construction debris that I'm sure is down there at some point. So I think to myself, oh, I should put some like lattice work or something down there just to keep it covered and it looks nice. And then the kids don't get into it and the dog doesn't run away and all this other stuff. So my neighbor says, no, I got this great idea. You should do these like 2x4s and rung them, like do them on rungs, like have a little space in between. It'll be a great look. Go along with the house, right? It's got a shiplap on it. And I'm like, oh man, that's such a great idea. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. As soon as I figure out when I have a little extra time and somebody to help me, let me help you. No. You've been way too kind to our family. How's Saturday at 3 o'clock?
Does that work? Can I put you down for a close?
Chrissy, I swear on all that's holy. It took probably 4 hours to complete that project. With me, it would have taken 4 months to complete that project. It took 4 hours to complete that project. I held the nails. That's what I did. As he was going along nailing, I just held the nails. He would just pick them out of my hand. At one point, I tried to help, and he goes, don't worry about it, bro. Yeah. I got it. I got it.
I've seen your handiwork before.
That's right. I don't want to be part of a project where someone might mistake your work for my work. Exactly. So why don't you just let me do that? Okay, no problem. You want a cup of coffee? Listen, I got to catch the next episode of 90 Day Fiancé. But when you're done, if you want some Kool-Aid, I got some. I'll help you out there. What do you think, buddy? They're so great. I love the neighbors.
Nice. Good to have good neighbors.
Yeah, I wish I could have. I wish I had a neighbor that also like wanted to address the clutter in the house. Hey, what do you think about coming over and cleaning all my kids' crap up? You like that idea? I don't want to clean up. I should just throw a tantrum next time I see my neighbor. I don't want to clean up anymore. Everything okay over there, Brian? I just want to watch Mickey.
Maybe you should just throw the tantrum back to the kids. Like,
oh, I tried.
Like,
that.
We're hungry.
Yeah,
I don't want to fix him dinner.
That's what I've said this before. I swear, and every parent knows this. Every parent knows this argument. You go back and forth so many times. Fine, you don't want to clean up the room.
Yeah,
I don't want to turn on your favorite show.
Right,
I don't want to take you to the play place. I'm not going to take you to your friend's birthday. It doesn't work.
I know.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't.
Because,
does it?
You know, you got to parent by distraction because the kids are like cats. They momentarily hold on to things that they see that are shiny and then they move on to the next thing.
They have Song Hoadley, the toys.
They do have Song Hoadley, the toys. You're right about this. My favorite is when they come to me and they go, hey, Dad, what do you want to play? I don't know. What do you want to play? I don't know. What do you want to play? I don't know. What is it that you want to play? You want to play a game? You want to do a thing? My go-to is always, I got an idea. Let's play Airplane. You want to know why I play Airplane? Because I get to lay down for a few minutes and watch television while I kick them up on my legs.
Exactly.
But they've caught on to me now, and they're like, no, that's boring. I don't want to do that anymore. Come on, really? You don't want to fly? Who doesn't want to fly? Everyone wants to fly. Daddy wants to fly. Daddy tried to fly until you were born, and now I can't fly anymore. Oh, it's fun with the children,
yes,
Chrissy.
Yes, it is.
All right, listen. I had a long weekend of listening back to some of our old episodes. Don't even ask me why.
That is so funny.
I don't choose to do that. Trust me. I don't volunteer to go listen to our old episodes because there's two things I've realized. Number one, whether you think the show is good now or not, and I know we have a lot of detractors, if you think the show is good, it is so much fucking better than it was the first 50 episodes. Generally, they're terrible with little moments of funny,
yes,
right? Now I think they're just generally boring with little moments of funny, but they're just terrible with little moments of funny. We have really come a long way in only 450
episodes. It only
took
us 400.
Yeah. But number two is you can see the seeds sprouting of some of the things that now are just commonplace,
sure,
at the commercial break. The Frankie Bees,
Teresa
Caputo,
Monsters.
Yeah. Our personality has always been there. It's just sprouted over the years.
Well, I think we just got more comfortable too. I mean, it's not natural to just jump on like a microphone and film yourself too at
it's
the
true.
Same time.
Well, it's not natural
that's
when that's not your
job.
Yes. When that's not your job. I'm not sure it's going to be our job for much longer, but hey, listen, just hang in with us.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, we'll all know whether or not the commercial break survives by December 31st. But I will say this also, is that one of the episodes I found so fucking funny was Reggaetoni.
Oh, God. It's so funny.
It's so funny.
I just had a friend send me the audition thing.
The clip.
The clip. And I was like, oh, my God. We've done this one. Yeah. And I sent that to you. You were like, oh, that's
it's
so
an
fun.
American Idol audition where I'm not playing it today. I just want to, you can go listen to it. We just broke it down for like 40 minutes. This 2 minute video, we took 40 minutes and did. But it's that funny. It's two guys walk in for an American Idol audition, and one of
them—they're brothers.
They're brothers. And one of them is a great singer, and he just starts singing this song, like this R&B song. And his brother behind him just starts dropping reggae. Like he's like,
"Hey, man,
get your girlie, get your girlie," and you're like, "What the fuck is that?" Reggaeton.
The judges are laughing. They're like, "Whoa, okay."
Yeah, you know, mac and cheese and reggaeton, and the judges are like, "What is this guy doing?" I don't
like the other guy.
Yeah, I actually like the other guy, but this guy doesn't seem to serve much of a purpose.
I think the title of the picture too that was sent to me was "When You Have to Take Your Brother to the Audition."
So good. So it's been so long, probably 280 episodes since we've done bad auditions or bad singers. We're going to do that today. But you know how it goes. We do have to pay some bills, or try and pay some bills anyway. So we're going to take a short break. And then we'll be back.
Yeah, Brian, we get it. But back to me. I mean, this TCB promo. Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you might just hear yourself on the show. Want to text us instead? Lucky for you, we also have a number just for that. Text us at 855-TCB-8383 and give us compliments. You can also always go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And find us on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes. Now that that's done, let's listen to a few sponsors and get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Uncommon Goods. All right, Christmas is coming up. We're all doing the mad dash to figure out what everybody wants, go to the stores, buy online, all that other stuff. But me personally, and my brothers can tell you this, I like to be very unique about my gift giving. So unique that no one has any clue what I'm thinking when I get them a present. In other words, I get gag gifts every year for my brothers and some of my immediate family. And I always love to see their faces when they open up the gift. Disappointed they didn't get anything real, but they get a good chuckle nonetheless. I am so pleased that Uncommon Goods is now making it much easier for me to find these particular items. And it's not just about fun and gag gifts. They have everything. Home items, decor, corporate gifts, jewelry. If you need it, they have it. This is a truly unique shopping experience. Everything you see is made by small artists and independent businesses. These items are often very unique and handmade. I was on the website this morning looking for my gag gifts, and they have a whole section of fun and quirky gifts. Two things stood out to me. Number one, they actually have a phone jail. It's like a cage, like a small cage with a phone holder in it for like three or four phones, and then there's a lock. And if you have the key, no one's getting their phones. I hope my wife never finds that particular gift. How about this one? An actual game, a board game called Ganja Land. That's going to be fun for all the kids. I really like this company, and they like you. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TCB. That's uncommongoods.com/TCB for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. And that's something every TCB listener can agree upon. Again, go to uncommongoods.com/TCB for 15% off your first gift. Go to this website. You'll have a ton of fun. And thank you to Uncommon Goods for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. This episode is sponsored in part by Regain, couples therapy by BetterHelp. If you've listened to 5 episodes of The Commercial Break, then you probably understand that Chrissy and I are big proponents of therapy. We both go, we've both gone, we've done it for a long time. I personally foresee myself doing therapy well into the future. It's great to have someone independent of me to share my thoughts with and just relieve some stress and get some guidance. But what do you do when you're experiencing problems in your relationship, stress around your relationship, or maybe you just need a third party to talk to and share your feelings with? Couples therapy is the greatest gift someone gave me via advice. And couples therapy is a gift you can give your relationship, because even the best of relationships have moments when a therapist can help. And that's why Chrissy and I are really happy that Regain Couples Therapy by BetterHelp is available in the comfort of your own home or wherever you choose to do it. It's online therapy, online couples therapy. You can choose the time, the place, and you can choose the therapist. You can actually switch your therapist at no cost to you if you find you're not jiving with a therapist, or maybe you just want to change. I love this idea. I'm a big fan of couples therapy, and BetterHelp is a brand that everybody knows has been doing wonderful things in the therapy space. Listen, I've said it before on behalf of Regain, and I'll say it again. Go to couples therapy is simply one of the best pieces of advice I've ever received regarding relationships. And because the best relationships are always worth fighting for, try something new in therapy. Visit regain.com/BTY for 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/BTY. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to be ashamed of. Visit regain.com/BTY and work toward a better relationship. Regain.com/BTY, as in best to you. And I want to thank Regain Couples Therapy by BetterHelp for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break. All right, we're back. So I want to review some bad singers out there on the internet. And I say this with much love, because if there was ever a bad singer that was going to be on the internet, it was me. I just missed it by a year. I missed YouTube by a year. Had YouTube been around when 33 Penis or Chopper Johnson had been around, then I certainly would be on there as an example of what not to do when singing. Killing in the name of. Some of those that want a forces are the same that burn the crosses. It was bad, guys. It was bad. Someday we'll revisit 33P. But for now, and do you know what I found on eBay? Just as like a side note.
What?
I found a Chopper Johnson album being sold on
eBay.
No
way.
Yes. But
with you on it?
I assume that it's got me on it. I don't know. I maybe the band survived. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they probably thrived after. Wow. Brian quitting the band was the best thing that ever happened. Did he quit or did he get fired? I'm not sure, but either way, best thing that ever happened.
During those like behind the music.
Yeah.
The profiling Chopper
and
Johnson.
And that's when Chopper Johnson really hit his stride.
Shot to the top.
Yes. Once they released that ankle weight, they floated right to the top. And Brian Green hasn't been heard from since. So we do this with all good love and all good fun. For a long time, people have known this name, John Dacre. John Dacre and YouTube go hand in hand, buddy. John Dacre is one of the original OG not so fantastic singing appearances. And if you haven't heard John Dacre, I'm about to give you a little love, because I found John Dacre's original video, which is called My Name is John Dacre. So I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Let's take a listen to John Dacre. Wait, okay. Wait till you hear this, Chrissy. I think you're going to have good fun with this.
Boy, your friends are my friends, and my friends are your friends. The more we get together, happier we'll be.
Let me paint a picture here. What's going
on? Yeah.
It's early 80s. The VHS tapes are rolling. They're in a studio somewhere. And there is a lady, an older lady, with a wonderful red wig on top of her head.
And a blue pantsuit, baby blue pantsuit.
I think that's actually a muumuu she's wearing.
Oh, okay.
And then she's playing a stand-up baby piano. And then we've got a nice young lady at a microphone standing there singing this song. I think this is just the intro to the video here as we get to John Dacre quickly. But we're going to hear this lady talk for a minute. Wait.
This has been a nice time for me. This year, I have made 55 years teaching in this town. And for the students on this show tonight, go to the First United Methodist Church. That includes me. I go to First United Methodist Church.
How does that lady teach children?
I don't know. I can't really understand.
Fucking word
yeah,
she's saying.
I know, me too.
She's like turned around talking. That's a moo-moo. That's a moo-moo, by the way.
Right.
She's wearing a moo-moo.
Reverend Jones, Bill Jones, opened our show last time, and he's not here tonight.
Reverend Bill Jones died in an unfortunate llama-based accident, and I'm here to teach 55 years of children.
So John Dacre's here. Bob Spencer, Michelle Casey, and I all go to First United Methodist Church. So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ the Lord is Risen Today.
I didn't know this song was popular today. No mention of Madonna or Michael Jackson or anybody in the early 80s.
This was in the First Methodist world.
Okay, I got it. 10-4. I was never in the First Methodist world, or the Second Methodist world, for that matter.
And he's going to do Amora, too, okay?
Amor et tu? Amor et tu?
Et tu?
A te fait? So here's John Dacre. This is our first look at John Dacre. He's in a full suit.
He looks like a mortician.
He looks like he had been recently to a mortician. Yeah, it's actually what he looks like. The guy looks dead. He's not moving at all. His head is cocked to the side. You know how sometimes in like African countries and certain places, they like to doll up their dead people? Like, if I saw one yesterday, because I get these on my YouTube all the time. I saw one yesterday. The guy liked to bodybuild. He considered himself a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
So they positioned his body like he was holding weights up, like he was bench pressing. He was on a bench pressing weights, and he was dead. He was dead. And people were just walking around him crying.
Oh, my God.
It's so scary.
Yeah.
Ugh.
My name is John Dacre. Lord is risen today, hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say.
Did he say sucks off men and angels?
I don't know. I think there was sucking involved.
I think he was sucking off men and
hallelujah. It's your voice in triumph's high, hallelujah.
I gotta take a dump, but I don't know where to go. Hallelujah.
He looks constipated.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
he is stiff.
This is terrible.
Like he's in pain, possibly.
Yeah, I know. He's got hemorrhoids. He's like, I need some preparation, angel. He's frustrated. He's like, I'm off the beat. You're off the beat, John. Get it together. That's what I went off to. He said, he looks like me at a 33-feet concert.
You're off the beat.
When the moon hits your eye like a
pizza. He's not attempting this song, is he?
Yes, he is. It's hip with all the kids. It's making its way around.
Oh, my God.
When the moon hits
I actually really like that song. It reminds me of Italy, but this his version is no good.
No, this reminds me of the First Method. It's true.
Yeah. Whoops.
Whoops.
Forgot that.
Don't worry about the second verse. Yeah. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Da 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 da.
Samori. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling, as a bell ding. More.
Ding dong ding a little ding.
More.
Ding more.
Tickety tay ding a more.
If you don't know the words, just hum them.
Yeah, exactly.
Amore.
You shine as that's you're in love.
Oh, Chrissy. This gets me every time. I've seen this video 1,000 times. It gets me every da-la-la-la, ding-a-ling-a-ling, more.
You're in love.
Chrissy, he doesn't want a more. He wants more. More ass. That's more.
When you know that you feel some more. Me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's Amore.
Amore. Good old Amore.
That was painful.
All right, John Dacre, famous John Dacre. I love me some John Dacre. But what really gets me when we have to do like the bad singing stuff is the auditions, the bad auditions at American Idol or X or whatever. You know, what was that one we saw the other day? The Five with that Radiohead the Creep song, The Five. I don't even know what that
is. Oh, right, that was really a good version, though.
Yeah. Okay, so here's some good time fun from American Idol. It's their top five cringiest audition videos. This was compiled by someone on the internet on YouTube named Sophia. That's just her username, and you can subscribe to her channel or go watch this in its totality. You ready for this?
Yes.
Oh, this is good fun. Here we go.
Take your time, man. You know.
You guys are awesome.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Number five.
Why did I come to this audition? Insanity laughs under pressure.
That was under pressure that whole time?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, she hit the high note.
She did.
Just, I don't know what key that was in.
Kraken, can we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love that one more chance? Why can't we give love?
I mean, she's going for it.
She's going for it. So you got to give her props there. Yeah. I love when people put extra words in the songs. Why can't we give that love one more chance? Why can't we give the love one more chance? Why?
You don't look too pleased, Simon.
It was almost as bad as it can possibly get.
I miss Simon Cowell.
I know.
Like early American Idol, Simon Cowell. On the X Factor, he's just, I don't even watch that anymore, the X Factor show. But he had a thing going there for a minute.
He did.
He had a thing going. He would tell people
like
it is.
It's the guy you love to hate.
It's the guy you love to hate, but he's just telling the truth. I mean.
He's right.
You may not like the delivery, but you can't. Knock the messaging, essentially.
Oh, in particular, that why nonsense. God.
Do you want me to sing something else?
Brenna, I don't want to hear anything more from you. Because I just hated the audition.
Why?
Because it's pointless. You're not going to go through to the next round.
I don't understand why you won't give me a chance.
I'll tell you why.
Well, why don't we give you a chance? One more chance. Why can't we give Raina one more chance?
Because I just heard you sing.
Okay, but I have 10 years of training, so I don't understand why they wouldn't tell me 10 years ago that I wasn't good.
Because I'll tell you why.
Because they wanted your money.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they wanted your money. Who are you getting lessons from, John Dacre? I come from the John Dacre
school.
I come from the John Dacre School of Music.
Brenna, because same. I wasn't your teacher.
I love Randy Jackson. He had a whole thing going on, too.
Randy dog.
Where's that dog? Yeah, we've got to get him out of here. All right, dog.
I'm sorry. But, hey, it's really cool you get to audition on the show and you get to be on TV on your favorite show. That's
that's good news.
Who is that, Jewel?
That might be Jewel. Yeah, it's Jewel. And this is the original lineup.
Right.
Paula Abdul.
Paula.
Randy Dog Jackson.
And Simon.
Simon Criggity Crow.
No, it didn't work, sweetheart.
I have a degree in vocal performance.
You have a degree in vocal performance?
Paula is putting her hand on her head. She's like, oh, no.
I don't even think there is a degree in vocal performance. Could there be?
Maybe.
I guess.
I doubt she earned that degree.
I also did not earn a vocal performance degree.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Is there anything that I can do to improve?
Leave.
Leave.
That's horrible.
Oh. All right, here comes number four.
Massachusetts.
Oh, this dude. Okay, so let me explain. We got, again, we got the original lineup. And then we have the original American Idol lineup.
Judges.
Yeah. And then we have this guy walks in, surfer dude, long, stringy, blonde hair, oversized jeans like Brian used to wear back in the 90s. He's got Brian's outfit on from 1997.
Be singing sorry seems to be the hardest words.
Just a minute. We'll say hello first of all, Derek.
Yeah. Hi.
How's it going?
What's going down, baby?
Nothing really.
What's going down, dog? What's up, dog?
Nothing.
What's up, dog?
Nothing, really.
Nah, dog. Didn't work for me. That was my favorite.
So, Derek, it says here that you think you sound like Chris Brown and the Eagles. Are you a big Chris Brown fan?
I just like how he touches young kids all around this world, you know?
Oh, yeah, he touches young kids with the back of his hand. Chris Brown, jeez, not exactly a role model.
Right, it's great.
It's beautiful.
What are you going to sing?
Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Words, great, by Elton John. Okay, ready?
What do I gotta do to make you love me? What do I gotta do to make you care?
Instead of the breath work,
yes,
through the mouth, he's going through the nose.
This is a Brian Green tactic. If you can't actually use your voice, close your nose and scream.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you mean? It's sad. What do when lightning strikes me? And I wait to find that you're not there. What do I gotta do to make you want me? What do I gotta do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest words. It's sad.
So sad.
So sad.
So sad.
Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Thank you, Derek.
Well, I got to say this about this particular performance. At least he was somewhat in tune. It's just that that voice is a cartoon character on top of a cartoon character. It sounds really plastic fantastic.
That was catchy.
Ooh. Wow.
Thanks to all the Derricks. There's about 14 of them.
You're like a group.
Multi-Derek.
A lot of people you're channeling through there.
Who was the first voice? Which one was that? The little small.
Who's that little person inside your head?
The first voice.
It's sad. So sad. It seems to be the hardest word.
Who was that voice?
That was Little Derek.
I don't think
can I
you
just
have
speak for everyone.
Complete
and utter rubbish, Derek. You don't sound like Chris Brown. You don't sound like the Eagles. Maybe an eagle.
Yeah.
But it was just like there were 20 of you, and every one of them was horrible. That was the problem.
Okay.
Sorry, Derek.
All right. Thanks.
Poor Derek.
Poor Derek. He seems rejected. All right. Here comes number three. Counting down top.
Singing?
Oh my gosh.
Singing every time we touch bike.
Whoa, I gotta explain this for the listening audience out there. We got a guy that's dressed like, I assume that's a Michael Jackson look?
Yeah.
Or a Janet Jackson look. I'm not sure which one it is.
One of the Jacksons.
It's one of the Jacksons. He's got permed high hair.
It's
He's got
definitely like 80s hair.
Yeah, it's like his bangs are like 4 feet off his head.
Yeah.
Long curly hair. And then he's wearing an outfit that could only be reminiscent of some version of Michael Jackson.
Or Halloween. Sure.
Cascada.
Wow, okay.
Ready?
Was he singing?
Cascada? What's Cascada?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's rewind that, see if we can actually get the...
And every time we touch by Cascada.
Every time we touch?
Okay. Every time we touch.
Ready? Okay.
I still feel your touch when you sleep next to me. I still feel your kiss on my lips.
I still hear your voice in my head all day long, and it makes me want to get the shits.
The good and the bad times, we've been through them all. You make me rise when
he's one of those that's probably been singing in the shower for years.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can do this.
I can do this.
I sound and really good in the shower.
You know, this is always like when American Idol first came out, I thought it was like a total shit show. I was like, no way, you're going to make singers out of, you know, people on TV, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure like a lot of other quote unquote musicians. Legitimate musicians who were making no money doing this full time. Yeah, who were broke doing it full time. I'm sure like a lot of musicians, we kind of hated American Idol because of the shortcut that it represented.
Uh-huh.
When the truth was, we just weren't talented enough to go anywhere. But you think about the minutia of this. Some producer, some multiples of producers have to listen to this guy sing and then know that they are setting up the punchline for the people in the room, for the judges in the room. So yeah, in some sense, shame on American Idol. And then in another sense, it's
really
funny.
You had to have
funny.
These. You couldn't have everybody be great and things work out amazing.
Yeah.
The auditions was the fun part.
The auditions has always been the fun part.
Because every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we touch, I reach the skies. I'm kind of nervous. Oh, my God. I'm forgetting
the lyrics. It's okay.
No, you're doing great. Take your time, man. Keep on going, bud.
You guys are awesome.
You guys are awesome. You guys are so great. I've been watching you a lot. Can I just go through to Hollywood?
You look amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
Should I try again? Or?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, sure. That's what I'm here for.
Touch. I get this feeling, and every time we... I'm so nervous I forget the lyrics, but I have this down pat.
I used to do that all the time.
You did?
Yeah, forget what I'm singing. When you get really into something sometimes, and you can see that you're really into that song.
Is that Posh Spice?
Yes.
Okay.
Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Right,
I'm so excited to be here. I'm going to be the next American Idol. I want to inspire people like Michael Jackson inspired me.
No, you're not.
Adam Lambert inspired me.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Nope, 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 no, no, no. Let's just stop right there and call it like we see it. You are one of those people who should be behind the curtain,
right?
Pressing buttons on some microphone. You learn that and you're going to be in the music business, no problem. Which is basically what the manager of Chopper Johnson told me one time. He said, this is so bad. Throw it off.
See, come back here. Yeah. Let me show you something. See some buttons?
Do you see
these
this?
Buttons?
This is the light switch for the practice room. Okay, now I want go up. Yep, it turns on. Go down, it turns off. Now you are cemented. You have a firm career path in the music business. You can turn that light on and off. We're going to pay you every day to come in here and turn that light on and off.
No, the whole thing, even the fact that you were singing like that with a beard made it even more strange.
What? What?
You know what I mean? You know, you sing like a 3-year-old girl, dressed like LaToya Jackson, you've got a beard. The whole thing was just too weird. No, but it's going to have to be in there. I'm sorry.
All right. Oh, poor guy. He's just trying to have a career in music, Simon. By the way, I've never heard Simon Cowell sing a lick of anything. So, but that's probably because he's smart enough to know.
To be behind. Yeah, be the producer.
That's right. Okay, before we get to number 2 and 1, let's take a short break. We'll be back with more shenanigans here on the commercial.
Okay, podcast besties, time for one more quick break, and then it's back to the drama. Check out tcbpodcast.com for all of our episodes and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, which like, of course you do, leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3 or text us at 855-TCB-8383. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and get this show going.
All right, we're back taking a listen to the top 5 cringiest moments from American Idol auditions. We're on number 2. You ready, Chrissy?
We made it to 2.
This is great fun, actually. I like this.
Jesse Holloway.
Hello. Hi, how are you? Good.
Jesse, do you think you can win this competition?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because I have a unique vocal range, and I have...
Who's singing in the background? Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Like somebody else is singing?
I don't know.
Shouldn't they put him somewhere away from the actual studio where they're recording a television show?
Yes.
It sounds like an episode of The Commercial Break, like episode number 40 of The Commercial Break, which, by the way, is filled with my son screaming bloody murder.
I remember that.
Do you
remember that?
He hated that we closed the door. We closed that door. My son went apeshit.
Yep.
And for the first 50 episodes, almost every episode, some version of that meltdown happens on the show. And we just keep chucking through as if nothing's happening.
My passion for music is, like, I think by far the best and what most I've seen out here, because I'm in music because I feel music expresses itself other than most people just into it for the glitz and grime, but when it's in my heart and...
Okay, I didn't understand a word of that.
And why what makes you...
Poor guy is just nervous. He's just... It's just word diarrhea.
Well, first off, I feel I'm unique because I can hit like some notes that Mariah Carey can hit.
He's got an earphone in. Do you notice that? Like, yes, see that thing?
Yes, yes.
Is he actually going to listen to the song while he's singing it?
Maybe.
Is that even allowed? Is that against the rules? That should be against the rules, don't you think?
I don't know.
I mean, because it's easy to stay in tune when someone else is, or maybe it's not.
I don't know.
I have a nice range for a male.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Off you go.
Well, you know, a lot of pressure. Come on now.
All right, Jesse, this is your moment. Off you go.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you.
What is going on in the background?
I think it's just like outside that door. You know, they had a bunch of people, yeah, riffraff that was out there.
That is insanely terrible audio.
I know.
That is how I know you. Go on, far across the distance.
I haven't heard any kind of range that he's
There's the other. So there's like, in my estimation, there's like five versions of Bad Singer that do these auditions, right? Number one is the nasally.
Yeah.
Number two is the, what we'll call the Eddie Vedder, which is nasally and grovelly, right? The completely out of tune human being, which is the first woman that we heard. What was she singing? I forget what she was singing, but why?
That was the queen.
Why can't we give love one more chance? Well, can we give love one more chance? And then there are the whisperers.
Yeah.
Right? This guy. But he's whispering. This combines the last two, whispering and one note. He's just singing one note.
Yeah.
Why can't we give love one more time?
I'm not getting Mariah Carey from this.
You don't pick that up?
No, I haven't.
You don't
not
pick
yet.
Up a future Mariah Carey
not
out
yet.
Here?
He could surprise me, though.
Might be Chris Brown. Chris Brown is touching children all across the world. That's what the guy said. I admire Chris Brown for touching children all across the world. It was a different time back then in 2000, whatever it was.
In spaces between us, you have come to... Can I go get some water? Because I'm real nervous, right?
Okay, just leave the set. Sure, why not? Does he not come back?
Oh, no.
Season 6. Leave in the middle of the audition?
I will just leave it at that. I think it's brilliant.
Oh, no, he goes out and gets some water. Okay, buddy, do your thing. Shoot your shot.
Oh, you come back.
Oh, you come back.
Every night in my dreams, I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on, far across the...
Oh, my God. Paula.
This is just headache-inducing. Paula's like, give me some more Percocet, somebody. Poor Paula. Can we agree that Paula was kind of a mess on this show? A little all over the place?
She was, yeah. But I still love her.
Yeah, I still love her, too.
Distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on.
I can't.
Boss, I can't do this
in the room.
Because I felt I was prepared to re-sing my song.
That helped.
But there was no difference. They were both excruciating. I thought when you left, for once, we're on the same page.
Oh, Simon, no. You're such a dick.
Well, would you like me to try another song?
Well, no.
Why not?
What do you got?
I'll sing Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Oh,
oh yeah. Gary, Indiana,
that's
represent.
More of your style.
Represent.
Lovely.
All right.
It's the feeling now. Fever.
That's a note I've never heard. That's a good one, Paula. Fever. Who? I've always wondered this about these bad auditions. Who in these people's lives is explaining to them that the thing you really need to do is go in front of millions and millions of people and some of the toughest critics in, I guess, reality music television and put yourself in front of them. Yeah. Who tells them this? Don't they have one friend? Don't they have one
That's
friend?
That's like, please don't do this.
Chrissy, if you went to go to American Idol, I would tell you. I would say, Chrissy, don't do it. You're half song Hoadley for a reason. Keep pressing play. And if I would hope you would tell me the same thing if I went. There's not, you guys don't have one friend. There's not one person to explain to you that you are really not good at singing. You have a lot of great qualities. Anything having to do with music is not any of them.
You're good at listening to music.
Yeah, you're really good at pressing play on half a song, exactly. Chrissy. You're really good at that. And you would say, Brian, your Ninth Symphony was Sunny Side Up. Let's leave it at that.
Mic drop.
That's right. At Seaside Granny's Retirement Village. You did a great job. That live version cannot be beat. There's nothing else you need to know.
Chopper Johnson live from the retirement home.
That was 33 feet live from the retirement home.
It's a lost recording.
It is a lost recording. And for good reason. We should never find it again. Some things are meant to be buried. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Just meant to be buried. Genghis Khan should stay in his grave.
Jesse, why do you think we are looking for a two-year-old who can't sing?
Aww. You're not looking. I can't sing, and I'm proving that to you right now. If you just give me the chance to finish singing, I mean, I'm nervous.
Well, you
right
just
now.
Did prove that, Jesse. That's my point.
That's your point. Okay, you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm here and I'm trying to sing my heart out. I'm attempting.
You're entitled to your opinion. The whole show is about this guy's opinion. It's all about this guy's opinion. It doesn't matter. You got to make for good television. And this is not good television.
To sing.
Well, for 5 minutes it is, but not for, 5 hours.
But I can't get over my nervousness.
But Jesse, you didn't sing with respect.
Plus, part of being a professional musician is thrown down no matter what you're doing.
Jesse, you just murdered three songs in a row. Four.
That was enough.
It was enough.
It was enough.
It's an absolute categorical never.
I mean, I'm right here. I'm on national television. I'm right here, and you tell me I'm making a fool out of myself. That's what you
said. I didn't say that, Jesse.
You
couldn't sing.
No, that's so.
Jesse, all I said was you couldn't sing. That was it.
Which does mean you're making a fool
of
yourself.
Yes, that's right. You're making a fool of yourself.
On national TV.
But the good news is it wasn't Simon's fault. All the producers that agreed to also let you in the room probably had more of a hand in it.
And guess what, Jesse? It's true.
Okay, Randy, yes or no?
No, Jesse, man. It was not good, dog. Not good. No.
No, dog. Not for me, dog. He was so good at just using soft words to say the hard things.
Yes.
No.
Jewel.
Not a chance.
Pull up.
Pass. Nope.
It's a note.
Thank you, Jesse, for coming down.
Thank you, Jesse.
Poor guy. He seems so dejected. That's got to be so painful. To think that you get all worked up, you're going to American Idol, you're going to stand in front of the judges, you're going to sing your heart out, you're probably going to be the next American Idol. All these people think that. They must all think it in their heads.
Yeah, this is where, this is my big break.
This is why I don't blame the producers and Simon Cowell as much as I blame the people that are around that guy that have failed to tell him he shouldn't go on American Idol. Yeah. Don't do this, Jesse. You're gonna be made fun of for the rest of your life.
You nervous, Douglas?
Yeah.
Oh, here comes Douglas.
Can I do like a warm-up type thing or something?
Yeah, please.
I mean, okay.
Warm it up.
Douglas, hello.
And now for a bonus scene on the DVD 33P live from Shady Oaks Retirement Home. Here's backstage footage of Brian getting ready. You got it? Hey, anybody got a camel light? Falso Latte, can't remember the name.
Amore.
Mori. That's what he said. That's Amore. Mori.
That's right. Oh my God. I just did that as a warm up, like.
Got it.
I'm not seeing that.
So that wasn't the audition?
I guess I'll start my audition now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to sing?
Wow, he's got to be so nervous.
I'm Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Oh, God. Oh.
Of course.
Okay. She said,
Bon Jovi can't even sing that song. That's a tough one. Bon Jovi, the guy who wrote the song, can't even sing the song. Go for it. Go for it, man.
We got hold on to what we got. It makes no difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot.
What's we feel? We're halfway there. First of all, good for Douglas, because Douglas is singing it better than John Bon Jovi did. And second of all, this poor guy is so nervous. Every time he takes a breath, it looks like he's going to throw up.
Oh, we're halfway there. Whoa, kneeling on a prayer. Take my hand.
Kneeling on a prayer. I didn't know it was called kneeling on a prayer. It's kneeling on a prayer.
And then we'll make it, I swear. Oh, kneeling on a prayer. Living on a prayer.
Oh,
what the bloody hell was that?
This is the weirdest audition, man.
Okay, I know I was rough on that. I know it wasn't as good as before.
You were rough on that note. You were rough in general, bro.
Yeah.
The one note. That
one. Just the one note.
Yeah.
About the 20, 30 notes on that one was rough, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, take a drink of water.
Take a deep breath, relax.
Why are you bothering with this?
Let me just pace it back.
Oh, for
he's pacing. He left the room.
He did it too.
Yeah.
This is serious.
What are you doing?
This is serious.
Okay, Douglas, you know what? We're going to have to speed it up just a little bit because you know why?
Oh my God, poor guy is like drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
This has got to be nerve-wracking. I don't care
of course it is.
I don't care if you're the best singer in the world. Yeah. But Jewel was right about one thing.
Yeah.
If you're really going to be a singer or a performer at this level, you have to turn it on every time the microphone is in your hands. Chrissy and I say this to each other all the time. You got to turn it on, Chrissy.
Yep.
When we say best to you, and I call you the leader of the leather-bound leggings, it's your time to shine, kid.
That's right.
You can't let the audience down. They are expecting so little out of us. Let's at least give them that little.
Yes.
Saturday, I saw you holding hands with someone new. So I carefully kept my composure, just like everything was
Douglas.
Cool.
What song is that?
I kept
Douglas.
I'm gonna...
He's building up.
Douglas.
Just keep going round and round.
Well, you are. Douglas.
He just keeps going. He turned his back to the judges.
Oh, my God.
Poor Douglas. He didn't like what he was hearing, so he just turned his back to the judges. Yeah. I like Douglas. I think Douglas got what it takes to be successful in this business.
Yeah, you just turn around.
Yeah, you got to learn how to deal with rejection. Just turn around.
They keep going.
They keep going.
Douglas.
What?
Douglas, I don't want to hear any more of this stupidity.
Well, I've been worried about if I was going to screw up like this.
Well, you did. And you're sweating and you're nervous and you're walking around.
You've got a lot of flop sweat going on. We're concerned for your well-being, Douglas.
Take a drink of water.
Take a drink of water. Go in an ambulance ride. And when you get back, no one will be here.
Can I just try one song one more time?
No. And you're whispering and panting.
Panting.
And
he
doing all
panting.
This strange stuff.
He is panting. I suspect that what is actually going on here is some kind of condition.
Yeah.
That's my assumption, but I don't know, like a nervous
tick. He's on the verge
tick.
Of a panic attack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's having a panic attack. He's in the middle of it, Chrissy.
Yeah.
He can't hear anybody else. He's disassociated altogether.
Yeah.
Oh, we're halfway there. Oh, we're halfway there.
God.
Douglas,
He's
not even listening.
Prayer.
He's not listening.
Take my hand and we'll make it,
we
I swear.
Just explain it, he's just singing.
Living on a prayer.
If I'm them, I just walk out of the room.
Yeah, it's time
singing.
For my break.
Living on a prayer.
Wow, you really projected on that one.
I was trying to do better.
Yeah.
Was it you saying it was better?
No.
You projected on that one.
Yes and no, Simon.
All right, no one in a million years is ever going to pay to hear you sing.
But did you see, like, I did better, like, after just a few seconds like that? I can do a lot better. Well,
Douglas, you're never going to do this.
See, the tightness that you were feeling opened up a little bit.
Oh, come off it, Jella.
It's true. It's like, your voice is tight. You cannot resonate. It can make you sound like someone who's a great singer or something,
though,
but can't sing
you
at all.
Dude, singing is not your
thing,
baby.
None of it matters.
Yeah, singing is not your thing.
Singing is not your thing. Just move on to the next thing. You've got plenty of other qualities. Like, the flop sweat.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could do something with that. I don't know how you do something with that, but you could do something with that.
Oh, there's a market for it on the internet.
Oh, there's a market.
No matter what it is.
There's great news. You don't know this in season whatever of right. American Idol, but the great news is YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram are on their way to save you, my friend.
Yes.
You're going to find your audience. Trust me. All right. I found another guy on the internet. He's going to sing Amazing Grace. This is from a church video that I found. I had great fun with that American Idol. We should do like 70 of those because I love listening to bad singers, the compilation fails. Not because I want to also add insult to injury, but because I think it's like...
Because you feel a kinship with them?
I do. I really do. I really do. You're right about that. I feel that, you know, for a brief moment in time, I thought about going to American Idol.
Oh, yeah. I bet you did.
It was my last chance. It was my last hope. Luke, you are our only hope. And I thought about it, but then I just knew for a fact that I was nowhere near as good as the people that were making this competition interesting. And so I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't because I would have been on one of these compilation videos. I would have had just as much flop sweat. Douglas, if you're out there, if you're listening to us, we love you, buddy. It would have been the same for me too. So don't feel bad. You actually had the balls to go up and do it. I did not. All right. Here is a gentleman. He's going to sing. He's going to lead a rousing rendition of Amazing Grace
or Amazing
Gray. He knows all the words. He's ready to sing it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Praise the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound.
Do we think he might have taken a couple of frosty beverages beforehand?
Something.
Yeah, he's not standing straight. He's not talking straight.
Yeah, he's kind of swaying.
He is.
Amazing Grace. I want people to sing with me, too.
I want people to cover up the fact that I don't know the words.
Right. Amazing Grace.
Amazing Gray. It's a new song.
Right.
How sweet the sound.
Oh my God, I might have to take off my headphones.
I'll just turn it down for you there. Sunshine, this is crazy. How do you do this?
Oh.
How do you not know the words to Amazing Grace? I mean, do you know the words to Amazing Grace?
Amazing Grace,
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, and now I'm found.
Something I was blind, but now I see.
I would have forgotten the words too.
Yeah.
Only another 17 minutes to go, Chrissy.
Oh, God. I feel like Paula. pressing my hand to my head.
I'm just playing it now just to disturb you. That's all I'm doing. Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Chrissy, there's so much more where that came from, but we don't have all the time in the world.
Or do we?
Or we might. What are we doing it for? I'm not sure. We'll figure out. We'll get some purpose here back in the commercial break. I love it. I love the bad singers. If you have any recommendations, like you have any of these crazy videos that you find out there and you're interested in sharing those with us, we would love for you to share those with us.
For sure.
At the website or the phone line. The phone line is 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. That's 1-626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. Anywhere in the world, toll free. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas like that one. Like if you find a funny compilation video or something you think would be good fodder for the commercial break, please send it to us on the text message line. Or you can drop us an email from the website, tcbpodcast.com. That's tcbpodcast.com. You can go there, find out more information about Chrissy and I. It's a great looking website, by the way. It really is.
Yeah. I was just looking at it the other day. I like the little timeline, too, of our friendship.
it's a great-looking website because we had nothing to do with
That's right.
So there we go. It's all Astrid and the designers. That's it. at that TCBpodcast.com website. You can also get your free Piggy fronting sticker. Now available, hit the drop-down menu on the Contact Us page. It'll say, I want my free sticker. Drop us your address if you want us to sign it or say something, a funny note or whatever. Let us know. And then every, you know, 7 to 10 days, we send those out. We'll be happy to do that. I'm looking forward. Last time we had a, I mean, we were signing stacks of them at a time.
We were, the Frankie.
It was crazy. Yeah, the Frankie B one went like hotcakes. And we know that people want the Piggy fronting sticker because Astrid's spending all of her free time responding to people demanding their sticker now. Okay, so all the audio, all the video right there on the website, tcbpodcast.com. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak is where you find the fully edited videos. We'd love it if you would go there, subscribe, like, and comment on your favorite video. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and TCB Podcast on TikTok. Look out, guys. The holiday audio hunt, the holiday audio scavenger hunt, the TCB one with a $1,000 grand prize is coming to you in December. Stay tuned. We're all super excited here. I can't wait to give you more information about that when the time comes, when it's appropriate. But for now, I think that's all I can do for today, Chrissy.
I think so.
So I'll say, I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.